Initiative 522 would require companies to label genetically modified food. California voters rejected a similar proposal last year. Trudy Bialik is the Director of Public Affairs for PCC Natural Markets, and she's on the campaign steering committee for Label It Wah. It's the campaign that supports Initiative 522. Trudy, why is this necessary?
Well, we just basically want the same kind of information that 62 countries already give their consumers, which is labeling of the ingredients or of what's in our food. We want the right to know what's in the food. So 62 countries already have labeling. These include all our chief export markets in the Pacific Rim countries, such as Japan, China, Thailand, Australia. All of these countries require labeling. Russia doesn't even allow GMOs to be imported, as do many other countries. So if we want to be a world player and help our export economy thrive and grow, it's really just kind of common sense that we meet the labeling laws of other countries that we want to do business with.
Now, this went down to defeat in California just last fall. Are there any lessons to be learned from that, or is there anything different about the way you'll be pursuing this campaign here to require labeling of genetically modified food?
There are a lot of lessons to be learned, but one of them is, again, it was just reinforced in California, that the pesticide and chemical industry cannot really be trusted. And they're basically asking consumers now to trust them that the foods that they are creating in a laboratory are going to be safe for them. But whether or not you consider them safe, whether or not you consider that there are scientists on both sides of this argument who will say they're safe, they're not safe, forgetting that, it's really an issue that affects not just consumers, but also the farmers. This was labeling was actually introduced first a year ago by the wheat farmers who insisted on having labeling. They started a committee to save our farm market. So that's where it began.
Trudy, will PCC Natural Markets stock food that is genetically modified if this passes and you have labels telling you that it is?
Every grocer in the country has GMO foods in there, and that's part of the problem. Our customers are demanding to know what is and what isn't, and they want us to be able to identify what is GMO, just what is not alone, just what isn't is not. They want to know what is and what isn't. They want to know both sides of that. And we can't do that without having labels.
You've already put $100,000 into this initiative in cash and in kind from PCC Natural Markets. Are you the biggest campaign contributor to it so far?
I think in Washington State, I believe we are, yes.
What's your budget going to be? What do you think it's going to cost to get this passed here?
I have no idea, but I do know that there's no way we can meet the kind of money that the pesticide and chemical industry will be pouring into this. We know they will do what they did in California. They invested nearly $50 million. They outspent the labeling advocates by 5 or 6 to 1. We expect that to be the case here. But again, it really comes down to what is right. Are you going to stand up for what we need or not? It can't be just about money. We have seen issues in this state be defeated when the spending was, when there was a similar kind of imbalance in the spending.
Well, we'll see what happens. Trudy Bialik, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Trudy is Director of Public Affairs for PCC Natural Markets, one of the big supporters of this Initiative 522. Of course, now that the signatures are in, they have to be verified by the Secretary of State, and then these ballot measures go forward.